Unit 17. Space Colonies.
Reading Passage.
For many years, there have been books, movies, and TV shows about outer space. People have long wondered if there's life on other planets. At the same time, writers have wondered if people might live on the moon or elsewhere someday. We've already made several short trips to the moon. As part of the USA's Apollo space program, 6 landings were made from 1969 to 1972. The longest stays on the moon lasted about 3 days each. Astronauts set up temporary bases and ran experiments. On the last 3 visits, they brought an LRV, Lunar Rover Vehicle, a car that ran on batteries. They were able to drive many kilometers around the landing areas. Most trips into space, however, tend to be much closer to Earth. Since 2000, people have been living on the International Space Station, a joint project of the USA, European Space Agency, Japan, Canada, and Russia. We've also gone on many spacewalks to install equipment, make repairs, and carry out experiments. Now that we know a lot about living in space, where should we build colonies? Because of their closeness to Earth, the Moon and Mars are the most likely locations. In fact, NASA, the USA's space agency, has a long-term plan to set up a colony on Mars. Also, China's space agency plans to send people to the Moon, with a long-term goal of setting up a colony there. However, we still face many challenges before a space colony will be possible. First, we need to come up with a cheaper way to transport the necessary equipment. Also, we need to find locations for colonies near a water source. A good deal of water will be needed for drinking, washing, and other uses. Furthermore, we need to find a way to produce fuel on the colony for cooking, heating, and trips back to Earth. Despite these challenges, many people believe it is our destiny to travel and live in space. Others think there are more important problems that must be addressed on Earth, such as hunger and disease. The most optimistic people feel that technology and medicine will continue to improve. That will let us meet all these challenges at the same time. Indeed, within 50 years, a number of us may be living on another planet, looking back at Earth from a very different point of view.